now, speaking of back to schooling, as most of the kiddos with today being the final rollout day, you're in class. We're about to be. And ESPN is in town as well. They may need you, Heather Lee, to do some sports coverage. ESPN Sports Center, they're doing this 50 states in 50 days tour, and the national spotlight will be on Texas high school football tonight down in Crowley at Crowley ISD Stadium. Of course, the defending 6A football champions, North Crowley, will be taking on in a scrimmage Euless Trinity, also a good team, about 14th ranked, I think. So they will be 7 o'clock tonight, and Junior Varsity will be playing at 5 o'clock. And I don't think they're going to broadcast the entire game or anything like that on ESPN, but they are definitely going to be there in some capacity during Sports Center. And they're going to have all sorts of people. There's actually going to be Texas Rangers there, too, as a part of the deal. Nate Uvalde, pitcher for the Rangers. So a lot of people happening at Crowley ISD tonight, as North Crowley will scrimmage. It's just a scrimmage.
Okay.
Okay, no way.
It's not a real game. It's like preseason.
Well, I wouldn't tell the coaches that.
Okay.
Especially when it's on
ESPN.
The ESPN tonight.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
All right. So here we go. Taylor Sheridan once again. This time he's filming in Mineral Wells, Ferris, and how about Alliance? Well, that's going to be a permanent fixture in North Fort Worth as the super producer opening a 450,000 square foot studio. So it's actually two buildings and can handle four productions at the same time. Taylor says this is about reclaiming the independence and grit that built the industry in the first place. With the space to dream big, the freedom to build fast, and a community that believes storytelling matters.
There we go. You know, we've always joked about just everybody in California moving here. Well, now Hollywood officially. Just bring the sign. And we got to go in here with Taylor Sheridan's universe. By the way, speaking of, and thanks for that, we're also getting more information on the filming going around there of Taylor Sheridan's Not Just Landman, That Wrapped. By the way, they did announce that it will be coming out on Paramount Plus Sunday, November 16th, season two of Landman. There was some talk that it was going to be delayed till December, but it's a lot like season one, which ran November to January. That will happen yet again. So November 16th for Billy Bob, Sam Elliott's Mustache and Company. And then, yes, for that spinoff, Rio Palo, filming all around the area. And the casting calls to be just like Ronnie and Godley and be an extra. They're doing them all over. In fact, if you want to, there's a casting call to play a brother to prisoner number two, if you want to do that. There's also, for the Cleburne one, looking to cast children as kids to prisoner number one. So if you can be a sad kid.
Aww.
There it is. And Rio Palo, by the way, is it translates to Stick River, but past that, we have no idea what's happening.
Okay.
Also, The Chosen is looking to cast extras down as they continue filming in Midlothian area, too.
Amen. So,
and by the way, they are looking for a photo double for the actress that plays young mother Mary on the show. So if you feel like you look like Mary, you can apply. Send an email to thechosencasting.
It's awkward.
At gmail.com.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
And people can come up to you and claim that they've seen a miracle by you appearing.
Jerry Jones may be a walking, living miracle and reveals that he battled stage 4 melanoma for over a decade after being diagnosed in 2010 and is alive thanks to an experimental drug he received at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. It's called PD-1. Jerry says it really, really, really worked. But it does come with some side effects. It's tough on your bones. He then had to have both hips replaced. Meanwhile, Brian Schottenberger admits he also had cancer, not like Jerry's, but thyroid cancer in 03, had it removed with several lymph nodes, and the doctor was nice enough to do it on a bye week. So you don't want to miss any football.
Go.
I mean, it's really irritating when cancer, it's in the way of all.
Also in sports news, Cooper Flag Mania continues and it spreads all the way to Maine, which, by the way, is where he's from. And that makes this make a little more sense. There is a Cooper Flag. Of course, he's the big star to be for our Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, Jerry likes them a lot. Doesn't he call him the redhead?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know. Does Jerry know what goes on in the Dallas Mavericks?
No.
Well, Cooper Flagg, either which way, has his own corn maze up there in Maine. It is on the Thunder Road Farm in Carina, Maine. And that is actually a farm that Cooper Flagg, growing up, worked at. And they have this huge... I don't know how they do this, but it is a... It's his entire body... Shoes all the way to the tip of the ball that he's firing over his head. Uh-huh. Size maze all throughout. Very intricate looking.
Boy.
And you can go up there if you make it to Maine anytime soon. Because it's corn.
It's corn.
Yeah.
That's
corn,
right, kids.
So we respect our elders here at Hank FM. And today, that honor goes to a gal by the name of Pearl from Little Elm. She's the world's oldest chicken.
Yeah.
14 years. 69 days. She'll spend her days watching television with the family. She is slowing down a little bit. She is a teenager after all, but the news that she made it into the Guinness Book of World Records made her feel a certain time of way. So she went ahead and laid an egg.
There you go.
Go, Pearl.
Congratulations, Pearl. Very proud of her right there.
Atta girl.
How old is she?
She's 14 years and 69 days.
You're a good-looking guy.
Yeah, well, see?
Pearl.
Different, yeah.
Down to A&M and talk about back to school there. That includes the college kids. But a woman named Jessica Caldwell, while working as a custodian at Texas A&M University, earned 4 college degrees.
Whoa!
While also raising her 4 kids. In fact, she was spotlighted. CBS News recently did a whole story on her. But Jessica is about to earn her credentials so she can switch careers and become a teacher. So here's to her.
Right there. Girl.
Her advice is, if you want something, be persistent. And then also, congratulations are in order. Hate to just get to this on Thursday, but congratulations from last weekend to Caitlin Hodges, the winner of the DeLeon Peach and Melon Festival Queen Contest. Congratulations. Your 2025 DeLeon Melon Queen is Caitlin Hodges. She is your Melon Queen.
Congratulations.
It's an awkward trophy presentation, really.
It's you, you know, it's the Melon Queen with KB and Heather Lee.